Heinemann Publishing presents When Kids Can't Read, What Teachers Can Do. A Guide for Teachers, Grades 4 through 12, Second Edition.
Written by Kylene Beers.
Narrated by me, Meredith Beers, Kylene's daughter, with my mom reading the letters to George.
Dear George, it was 1979, and we were both in seventh grade. You were a wide-eyed student, and I was a nervous first-year teacher. You were not excited to read, never wanted to write, and often avoided all group discussions. You were years behind your classmates in reading abilities. "It's too hard," you would say of almost any text I offered you. "I don't get it," you would announce after skimming through pages. I had little to offer. I was a 21-year-old novice teacher, an English major who had never taken one class to help me teach kids to read. If you were not excited to learn to read, George, I can promise I was not excited to teach you to learn this skill. I was a secondary teacher. I wanted to teach literature, not reading. Furthermore, I had not taken any courses that could have guided me. I fear I did not teach you much that first year. But you taught me, and so did your parents. Did they ever tell you about the meeting I had with them? In October, they asked to meet with Ann Black, the assistant principal, and me. They wanted me to explain why you had such a difficult time with reading. In that early morning conference, as we all sat in that small conference room, me stumbling through comments that were not helpful, it was evident that I had been hired to do a job, teach their son, and I did not know what to do. That meeting with your parents and all my interactions with you, George, changed the direction of my teaching career, sending me on a journey to discover what to do when kids can't read. Because of you, I decided I was less interested in the teacher I had dreamed of being, a 12th grade advanced placement literature teacher, and more interested in the teacher you needed me to be. You were with me my first year of teaching, and memories of you have been with me ever since.
This new edition, like the original edition, is based on my bedrock belief that reading, though not an innate ability for anyone, is a critical skill for all. Reading changes us. It changes the way we think, the way we see the world, the way we process information and dream new thoughts. It allows us to discover more about ourselves and the world around us so that we might become better versions of ourselves, so we might fully participate in our communities and our nation, so that we might flourish intellectually, emotionally, creatively, and socially as passionate and compassionate beings. Helping kids become skilled readers begins by understanding what kids can do and what they need help doing better. In the following section, you'll hear a list of reading behaviors. I'll describe what skilled readers might do as they read, as well as what less skilled readers are more likely to do.